There are many reasons why you became a business owner. One of them is because you have many ideas and you had a desire to do something about it. But that can get a little complicated when you're someone who's multi-talented, multi-passionate. There, you know, you could be doing this or you could be doing that, and you don't really know how to combine all your various passions. Well, invariably at some point you'll choose a direction and you'll go with that. Once you've been doing it for a while, you may feel that you're slightly out of align with your values because there's this major passion of yours that you're just not including into your work. Now, the tricky part comes when some of your really big passions don't necessarily need to be a part of your business. Your business can actually serve as a tool to support your other passions. This is Caroline from CarolineKane.com, and in today's video, we're going to talk about what happens or how can it be okay when some of your biggest passions just don't become a part of your business. And I'll give you some examples here. For example, you might be a marketing strategist who's really into health. That doesn't mean that you need to do marketing strategy just for people in health, although that wouldn't necessarily be a bad idea. It just means that perhaps you can share on social media pictures of you, so the part of your personal brand, when you're out at a raw food cafe drinking a green juice or a green smoothie, for example. But it doesn't mean that you need to be talking about it all the time in your newsletter, in your marketing, even though it may be one of your absolute core passions in life. Another one could be if you're a business coach who loves horse riding, you know, and it's really been a passion of yours ever since you were a little girl, and it's something that you just absolutely love. It's a major part of your life. Maybe you bring your clients on VIP days horse riding, or maybe it's just, again, something that you post about on social media as part of you. Okay, sometimes you can feel a bit out of alignment or inauthentic if there's something that is such a huge passion for you, even maybe more so than your business is, gasp, that does happen, but it's not a part of your business. That doesn't mean that you don't have a strong personal brand or a lifestyle business just because you're leaving that out. You're using your business to support that passion. And by that, I mean that obviously your business is bringing in the funds for you to be able to pursue that passion. And I'll bring another example for you here, is that maybe you're a copywriter who's really into yoga and spiritual retreats. And obviously the money for your business allows you to take the time off and to go on these retreats. It doesn't mean you need to be talking about that all the time in your copy, you know, or portray yourself as a yogi and you're the yogi copywriter or something like that. Of course, you can make it a part of your brand, but you really don't need to. So what you need to do is get really clear about what lights you up and what your values are and which part of that you actually want to integrate to bring in to share with your clients, and which part just a part of your life, you know, and that your business will help to fund that. It doesn't all need to come together. You'll often hear it, oh, you can combine all of your passions, and that can get quite stressful. So really just look at, okay, it's not just a business for business sake, it's also got to be heartfelt. You know, that's why you're here doing this. But don't think that you need to include everything about you, all of your story into your business. You can also just pick certain parts and then keep the other parts for your private life and for your personal branding. And the reason it's so important to do this is that otherwise you can become quite scattered and unclear and too broad and, you know, too bitty here and there. And then your message isn't clear. So, of course, then you're not reaching the right clients or enough of the right clients. Okay. And then your business suffers for it. So if you'd like some help with this, contact me for a discovery session at www.carolinekane.com/discovery call. And we'll figure out, you know, exactly what you need to do to find out which skills and passions and values need to come into your business so that you create a unique personal brand and really stand out for that, and which bits can be left out and perhaps just brought in, you know, via social media and to just reinforce that personal branding side of things.